This episode is sponsored by Zombie Company Crusade. Let's be honest, tech news is not nearly as fun as a good mobile game. Zombie Company Crusade was created and developed by a Marine Recon Scout Sniper. Use your own strategies with full in-battle troop controls. Use the engineer manipulation feature to use as many engineers as you want, when and where you want. Battle each opponent in real time, one-on-one, and defend your base from zombie attacks and receive zombie reward drop bonuses up to 3 times a day. What are you waiting for? It's free to download on iOS today. What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you! This is a special edition of the show, a Saturday episode. We haven't done one of these in a while, but it's been a pretty busy week, so I figured it only makes sense to do one. Also, some good news for all y'all and me and y'all and me and y'all and y'all and me. Every day this coming week, Monday through Friday, there will be an episode of Front Page Tech. So for the first time in a very, very long time, 5 days out of the week, there will be an episode of the show, and that's, of course, thanks to the advertisers that are on board, so please show our sponsors some support this week. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do this, and of course, we wouldn't be able to do it without you. So, with that said, let's get right into the... Wait for it. Now. During a Facebook Live video, Mark Zuckerberg showed off a beta build of the upcoming Facebook app, and within that, we got to see some cool new updates. One of which is basically a migration of the What's On Your Mind box. It's now going to appear at the very top of the app, always open and ready to type in, and once you begin typing, once you tap on it, it will essentially just open into a bigger box with a colorful list of options that you can choose from, like writing a note, posting a photo, or starting a live video. Is this some sort of major update? No, it's not. But I think a feature like this is pretty welcome, and Facebook, interestingly enough, another story in the news we'll just include right here, they say that people aren't sharing as many personal updates anymore on the platform as they used to a couple years ago. It's just not that way. Now it's more of like brand stuff and memes and resharing of videos and stuff like that, which doesn't surprise me. People's attention spans are getting a little bit tinier, and it's easier to see a funny video and go, ha, share, and that's it. No one really, does anyone really care about what you do in your life anymore? I mean, really? Probably not. Earlier in the week, last week, Verizon implemented a brand new upgrade fee, stating that now, when you upgrade your mobile device, whether you get a device through Verizon's installment plans or you buy a device outright full price like somewhere else, you off contract, you buy it and you bring it to Verizon, now they charge you a $20 upgrade fee, and they say this is because they have to be compensated in some way for the support that goes into helping people upgrade, because when you upgrade to a new phone, people are just calling Verizon and say, how do I use my new phone? And apparently there's support costs involved, and that's how they mitigate it. They charge you $20 more. Now, AT&T actually does something similar where they charge $15 for an upgrade fee, but now that's all changing because they're also going to $20. They're $5 more now, $20, because that makes sense, huh? So if you purchase your device elsewhere, full price, and you bring it to AT&T, you're going to be charged $20 for that upgrade fee. However, with AT&T, they say there's good news. If you buy your device full price from AT&T, so if you pay upwards of like $800, guess what? This doesn't apply to you. You won't have to pay $20 for an upgrade fee. Oh, thank you. You're great. Everyone has a Facebook account, which means everyone is pretty much also on Facebook Messenger. And you know what's difficult when you meet up with one of your friends or you meet someone new and you're like, hey man, I want to talk to you on Messenger. What's your name? Let me look you up. And then you gotta like get the name and you gotta try to spell it. And you gotta, the process is really time consuming and terrible for you. So what does Facebook do? They're rolling out Messenger codes, similar to how Snapchat does things with Snap codes, just scannable profile codes that you can scan and find the person on Messenger. Like this. Is it pretty? Kinda. Is it fancy? You bet your sweet ass. Is it important? Nah. I'm probably not gonna use it, but you might wanna use it, so there it is. It's out there in the world. Speaking of Snapchat, I have once again activated my Snapchat account. The sponsors at frontpagetech.net have convinced me since this past weekend to try Snapchat once again, and I'm not exactly hooked, but I kinda see why everyone is on Snapchat. I don't really know how to use it yet, but, and this may be a mistake that I'm making right now, but this is my Snap code. This is how you can find me on Snapchat. That's how you say it. So go there and Snap Me and whatever you do on Snapchat. I'll look at them and I might reply to you. Maybe. If I figure out how to use it. Alright, I'm gonna need you to kind of prepare yourself, because what I'm about to tell you might shock you in some way. BlackBerry revenues are down, dropping some more. Oh, you're not shocked? So in response to the revenues dropping, they've also dropped the price of the BlackBerry Priv, because sales of that phone are not exactly selling. Now you can get the phone $50 off. So $50 off the BlackBerry Priv if you're interested. I'll link it down in the description below. Also confirmed by John Chen, BlackBerry's CEO, that they are preparing to roll out two, not one, but two brand new mid-range Android BlackBerry smartphones. How do I say this? Listen, you're gonna get mad. I understand some of you are gonna get mad. Some of you really like BlackBerry. And this is kind of a bold thing for me to say. Bold, get it? BlackBerry, bold? All right. But these brand new phones, when they come out, I'm going to say, are going to be BlackBerry's last smartphones that they produce either ever or for a very, very long time. Hardware is just not working out for BlackBerry. So these are either the last phones or very, very close to the last pieces of hardware that we get from BlackBerry. I don't. You might be mad. Go ahead, leave your nasty stuff in the comment section below, but I'm right. I'm usually right. Behind the scenes, quietly, YouTube is working on a brand new app called YouTube Connect that will directly compete with Periscope. Now, I'm not gonna talk about that here very much. Instead, I'm going to direct you to a brand new show that I launched with Grin for Creators. It's called Creator Wire, and it is specifically targeted towards YouTubers, YouTube creators. It is the best new place to get your YouTube news and resources to be a better creator. I'll link it down in the description below. I talked about this subject in length in that show. And guys, wow, we just launched that channel. We just launched that show, and it is doing pretty damn well. Over 200 subscribers already. It hasn't even been 24 hours since the channel launched. Thank you guys so much. I love you. If you're interested, I'll link that down below. Go flood it. Go comment. Tell everyone how sexy I am, because I'm let's be honest. So this is becoming a pretty packed episode, huh? Speaking of new shows, I'm starting another one, launching a brand new one on Monday with Jordan Brown. Now that's more his show, and I'm just a guest on it, but that starts Monday. It is about binge watching TV shows, stuff on Netflix, stuff on Hulu, that sort of thing. We're gonna talk about them. First subject is Game of Thrones. We're gonna dive right into it on Monday. We are super excited. That show is called, wait for it, Binged, huh? Pretty good, huh? I'll link it down in the description below. So that's the show. If you liked it or learned anything, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Click it or tick it. And I will see you guys tonight for the FPT podcast, of course, for sponsors. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Goodbye.